Now finished the first paragraph of the Shema. Moving on to the second. The first paragraph of the Shema is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, the acceptance of divine rule. The second paragraph, V'hayayim Shamaya, that's Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs. The third one is personal sanctification, V'isim Kedoshim. So what does this mean? Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs, submission to Hashem's law. How do we relate to mitzvahs? What do they mean to us? What does it mean to be obligated? What are the consequences? That's all contained in this parasha. In some ways, this paragraph is a very frightening one, because it shows the power of that which we have in our hands, the consequences of the choices that we make, both for the good and tragically for the opposite as well. We'll learn how our existence in Eretz Yisrael is predicated on our mitzvahs. Vavadtem mehera mi'al ha'aretz ha'tova, which are frightening words. But perhaps the most important thing to realize as we start to make our way through the second paragraph of the Shema is that when we're talking about mitzvahs, we're not talking about things that are culturally nice, things that we might be happy, comfortable, familiar with. We're talking about spiritual rules of nature. We're talking about spiritual realities. Mitzvahs where the details make a difference. Mitzvahs where the kavana, the intent, makes all the difference. Mitzvahs where the performance, or lack thereof, makes all the difference. This is the will of Hashem. He's saying you want the path to shleimus, to wholesomeness, the path to success, the path to well-being, the ability to flourish in this world and the next. It's through mitzvahs. Mitzvahs, not simply as arbitrary commands, but the word tzav, etymologically related, connected deeply, profoundly, to the word tzevet, a team, or to bind, to connect. Seeing mitzvahs as opportunities to connect to Hashem. Seeing aveiros as realities that will sever that connection. When we look at mitzvahs through that prism, through that lens, it makes all the difference and we start to take them seriously. That's Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs. To understand the importance, the power, and yes, the privilege of being commanded, connected, and committed. This is a journey that takes time, and therefore we'll go through word by word, line by line, in Yetz Hashem, to fully understand and appreciate the second paragraph of the Shema.